Lincoln, over to you.
Hey, everybody. I would guess my campaign sounds a lot like LOTEX. I stand for awesome. That's awesome tasking and awesome living. I also stand for fun. There's a difference between awesome and fun, and I like to combine the two whenever possible. In fact, sometimes I'm not awesome, but I'm always having fun. So fun kind of is more important, or actually more prevalent. Those are two big things in my campaign, awesome and fun. And so is participation in friendliness, which I guess I would call love. I have a, you know, that's a big part of my my campaign. I also enjoy the barefootedness. I enjoy the bare everythingness. I'm for nakedness. That's a big plus for me. Naked feet are really great. They make everything better. I don't like being shod. I don't like being constrained. I don't like being constrained in anything, in life, in tasking, in clothing. And I'm glad that we can have a debate.
We've had a number of incredibly important topics come up throughout the last couple of years when campaigns are run. You have a minute and a half, and there will be a 30-second rebuttal period. Lincoln, would you be willing to step in?
Sure.
Go for it.
The question was about broccoli, robot rights. Okay, I got it. Broccoli, my stance is you gotta bend your knees when you walk on it because it's really tricky and shifts a lot. It's like little trees, really. So you gotta keep a low center of gravity when it comes to broccoli. I'm obviously down with hills. Hills are the blow, especially if you bike for a living. Robots should definitely have rights, but not enough that they can take over the world. I have a concern with them taking over the world, just so you know. I have no policy and no idea, and I have no response to Godzilla.
If you have a rebuttal, we'll go ahead and do a sweep, 30 seconds max, starting with Lincoln.
I think I've been changed my mind. I'm okay with robots. Well, I've always been okay with robots. Mark II is a friend of mine. Sentience, that was brought up. I'm okay if they're sentient with them ruling the world. I don't like the word taking over. It implies hostility. So I'm not in favor of robots taking over the world. But a love campaign for robots, hug a robot, I'm for that. And since two new things were brought up, cats, I'm in favor of cats and I'm in favor of all animals except for velociraptors. They frighten me. They're the only things that have ever frightened me. We're not going to talk about them. And pajamas. I'm anti-pajamas. Thank you, babe, for picking that up.
Okay, and I expect your pajama stance is probably just an extension of your stance toward all clothing and shoes and such. What's your policy when it comes to sock puppets? Should sock puppets vote? Should sock puppets task? What's your policy regarding multiplayer characters? Mr. Lincoln, where do you stand?
It's torn because I agree with everything that Senator Spider has said about, you know, you could cause havoc with enough sock puppet and enough shenanigans. But I do find that if you have a sock puppet that has a unique view on the game and the universe and the world at large and can offer something unique that you yourself or your character cannot add, then I think it's a worthwhile thing to add. I think you can run as many sock puppets as you have room for in your, you know, brain space or creativity. The problem being when it comes to voting, because there is a tendency or a, you know, great power of great responsibility, you could take the power of multiple characters and go a little crazy with it. And start flagging things that you personally don't like, not thinking whether the other character, the other sock puppet, would enjoy that. And that being said, I think that everybody that playing the game is either a sock puppet of Anna One or GYO Daryl. So
Question number four. A character by the name of Squibbs, who claims to have taken the drive of another innocent player hostage. My question to you, Senators, is what is your strategy for resolving this hostage situation? Senator Lincoln.
I guess the only way to resolve it is to, acquiesce to his requests and vote. I can't see any other way around it, unless we can find a way to capture Squibbs' drive. And if we could, at the end of this, open it to a discussion and figure out how that could be done, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Let's go ahead and do a round of rebuttals. Try to keep it to around 30 seconds or so. Senator Lincoln, anything to say?
I'm for storming the castle. And I think whatever it takes to get us to get together to make a plan, I'm in.
On to question five. When you're taking it to the limit, how far is too far? Are there tasks that shouldn't be completed? Are there tasks that shouldn't be approved? Are there things that you would not do for the game? And Senator Lincoln, you've made something of a name for yourself taking things to the limit. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't think there's anything I wouldn't do. I don't think there's any task I would not try to complete and try to complete it as taking it to the limit as possible. And I can't imagine anything that I would do that would harm or harass or be unethical to non-SF0 players. There's only one task that I'm afraid to do. And not afraid is probably not the right word, but I'm apprehensive about. And luckily it hasn't been approved yet, but I'm thinking of just level zeroing it to scare myself to death.
What is it?
It's called Luke Reinhardt at heart. And it's a little bit hardcore. It would literally change my life and my relationship with everybody I know. And that would be weird. That's all.
Okay, thank you. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals. Anyone who would like to respond to previous comments? Lincoln?
Actually, the ethical part of this, and how, because nobody's done anything unethical that I find unethical yet. And I would say that we kind of police ourselves. And I'm going to use the analogy of why I love the movies and the series of Jackass and why I hate Borat. And it's because Jackass, they make fun of themselves, whereas Borat pokes fun at people who aren't in on the joke. And we do the Jackass kind of thing here, where the joke is always on us. And we never, fuck with other people. And I'm in favor of that. So far, and I think we police ourselves is what I'm trying to say.
Next question. The question is basically, how do we bring people to SF0? And once we've brought them to the game, how do we encourage them to stay? And once we've convinced them to stay, how do we get them to task in a way that brings us pleasure? Lincoln, what do you think?
I'd say I'd go for a warm welcome for the orphans that Dark Arbor was talking about. Just I try to welcome everybody who I see any potential at all. I send them an email and just give them a warm welcome saying, hello, we value you. And the way to get them to task correctly is by tasking by example. You get, you show them what we like and what we accept. And when they do poorly and they're just throwing crap up there, I like to use the Waldo Cheerio method of pointing out, nicely and friendly, welcome, here's what we think you might be striving to do. And, he has a good speech that he writes on the new tasks. And I'm for that approach.
Okay, sounds good. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone wants to rebut. Senator Lincoln?
First, to Pixie and Low-Tech, and everybody thinks that they were terrible to start. We were all terrible when we started. Unless your name is Haiku, you were a terrible player when you started. And you did bad tasks. And that's just the way this game works. And then second, I disagree with Babe about the restrictions that Pixie mentioned. I think I have an idea about starting the next era, and it has something to do with what she said. You should have to complete player photo plus is what I like to call it. So it's player photo in addition to something else. So you add something to your photo. So you have to do a photo and, I don't know,
an essay about, I don't know, it's not an essay, but there should be something else. And I don't know what that thing is yet, but I'm in favor of putting some kind of a restriction on. I'll discuss it in the next topic.
Now the question that I think everyone's been chomping at the bit for. Imagine that you've suddenly been given a magic wand and you're allowed to design the next era and to remake the game however you like. What are you going to do with that power? Over to the Interrex. What are your thoughts, Lincoln?
I agree with almost everything Spider said. He has a great idea and pretty much the same idea as I have, which I think we should level up. Every task you, every level you complete unlocks certain new aspects of the game. And I think every level should unlock something new and unique and awesome to keep pushing you for new levels. And they should be clearly stated at the beginning so you know what you're aiming for. Like I said, when you start the game, you should have to do a player photo plus something else. And I think the plus something else is making your page, your player page. You know, you have two things. You have your page and then your player photo. I think you should make your player page have some content that is not just, hi, my name's Bob. I don't know what that is yet, but it's something. And we should put something in addition to the player photo. And I like starting with the trajectory. Like, when you sign up, you are HC. That's all you can do. You're a humanitarian crisis person. Once you get to level 2, you can now add another group that you want to add. Like, oh, I think I'm going to try out some BART. I like that idea of leveling up with them. But in addition, I think, and these are just a few things I scribbled down during the people that are talking. I don't know what 1 through 3 is. I started going backwards. Level 4, perhaps, is when you can start seeing level 0 tasks. The, you know, submitted but not approved. You can, there's a list and it pops up and you can start seeing them at level 4. I think level 5, perhaps, you get unlimited votes. You can vote for anything you want all the time. You know, you don't have that cap. 6, perhaps you get, you can vote for more than 5 points per task once you get to level 6. Plus that 10 pointer. Like, oh, that thing, I wish I could vote twice. Well, now you can. Maybe that's also a big weapon where you can only use it a few times per era. I'm not sure about that. We'll talk about it. I think 7, perhaps, you become, or the game kind of becomes a wiki for you. So we can then edit the pages that only SSI have been able to edit in the past. So if we want to add content, like if we want to put Dark Aardvark's awesome player guide up on the front page, then we'd be able to do that. Because right now, as much as they are awesome, SSI, the reason that everyday life hasn't had a new task every day is because those are busy people living busy lives who have shit going on. And it'd be great if we could burden ourselves with that crappy task of running the site and making those little things. I mean, obviously I don't have the computer skill to do it, but I have the willpower. And I've always said level 8 should be level 0. Once you get to level 8, you unlock all of the level 0 tasks, which means you get a blank form. It doesn't have anything written in it. It doesn't have any points attached. And then you can write in whatever heading you want. So you could write in Luke Reinhardt at heart. You get no points for it. You get nothing for it. But you can then complete it and it'll show up on the Praxy page. And I think it also means it unlocks all retired tasks as well.
And yes.
So as soon as you get to level 8 and you unlock those retired tasks, those come in at the point, you know, the point value that they were retired at. So, oops, here's a photo of my cat that shows up as a 10-point task, and you get 10 points for putting that up there. I think those are, in addition to everything Spider said, which were
okay.
Those are phenomenal.
We'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone has any. And Senator Lincoln?
First of all, keep it down, 4B. And then, second, I like the thinking about the title that Spider was talking about and his idea of revolution that within everyone's reach is a good idea. To me, that sounds like evolution. Maybe our new era could be called evolutionary.
Okay. Next question comes from Susie Durkins, our esteemed player in Mexico City. And Susie says...
Citizen Susie Darkins here. Senators, I would like to ask your opinion about the accusation that SF-Zero promotes schizophrenia. And also, I would like to ask Senator Spadaglia about when we can expect to see that training and certification program for good keepers implemented. Thanks. Talk to around.
Senator Lincoln?
I have no comment on schizophrenia. Badges, I want the good kisser. I totally want the good kisser. But that doesn't mean that I don't want every single other badge on the game. I want the engineer badge more than anything. I want the shoot to kill badge, and I'm willing to take squads down to get it. I want the authenticated human being. And speaking of all the badges, we should bring back the dispatch challenges. Those were awesome. Anybody remember the dispatch challenges?
These were the podcast tests?
No.
Right. These were from the newsletter. That's right.
Yes. He would come up with a challenge and say, go out and do this task. Whoever gets the most votes within a week wins. And he only did it three times. I like those.
Interesting. I guess we haven't actually seen a newsletter since Orion has let it go. That's an interesting point. Okay.
They did it once. Years later, they did it once. Just point of fact, they did it on the main page. They did a dispatch challenge.
Oh, interesting.
Outside of it.
So I think at this point we're going to move on to the final question. This is a free forum open, well, not really a question, but an invitation to vent anything that needs to be vented. So you're free to speak for about 2 minutes or so, but I probably won't cut you off unless you push it to quite an extreme. And there will be no additional rebuttals. Lincoln, would you like to say any final words?
Sure. Thanks to everybody for coming. This is an auspicious meeting of senators, which I think will answer Pixie's question. I think we might now, because of this, make this into a real, actual body that does something. If we could meet and have actual discussions, which actually turned out to not be so much jokey jokes, and some little bit of good things have happened. And I would like to put quotes around everything that Spider just said in his closing, and then insert that here, because I think we should take all the great ideas that we've come up with, especially involving the end of the next era, and the next era, and rescuing Teucer, all these things, and come up with action plans once this is over. I'd love to sit down and talk about it with Spider and come up with an actual proposal, like, here, this is what we'd like to do. And in addition, SF-Zero is awesome, and I'm glad it exists, and I'm glad that I have friends that I've never met all over the world now. This is the most amazing place there is. And I also want, to new players, maybe you're listening to this, a good way to get into how the game is played is to read the awesome tasks. And sometimes they pop up on the front page, but sometimes they don't, and you have to go hunting for it. And sometimes that's tough. And, like, there's probably a lot of players, and maybe some people that are senators right now, that don't know who Oliver X is. You know, like, because he hasn't tasked, for 2 years now. And maybe there's a way to get some history into our future. I don't know how we make that happen, but there's some good stuff that happened back in the long ago. Like, I'll bet you there's some people who don't know why the good kisser badge is there and why the task kiss and make it real exists. And most people don't know who, Piratey Monkey is. Anyway, I think there's a way to make that all happen and get better. And I love you all.